David McCullum is here.
No, start again.
Start again. I thought that was good.
It's David McCallum. Get the name right.
David McCallum is here. I always have called him David McCullum, you know, but he's David McCallum.
David McCallum, quite right.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like California.
I haven't seen you for, when were you last here? About 5 years ago, and that was before you started NCIS, in which you play an eccentric person, am I right?
Well, I play a pathologist who talks a lot, and when he does, everybody wants to leave the room, so somewhat garrulous. No, but it's fabulous, because I knew nothing about pathology, and now I'm totally into pathology.
Really?
Which is not the thing you expect to be in your mid-70s.
I can't believe you're in your mid-70s, by the way. How come you look so young?
Hard work, red wine, and a good marriage.
You look 29.
Yeah, the only trouble, you should see me when I first get up in the morning. It's not. Oh, my God, look at him.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what's it like doing the old episodic television again? Because people will remember you from all kinds of stuff. Man from U.N.C.L.E. and the war thing that you did and many movies.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah,
Invisible Man. And Sapphire and Steel.
Oh, Invisible Man. I remember you in Invisible Man. I couldn't see you, obviously, but did it get picked up?
Invisible Man?
Yeah.
No, we did 12 episodes and that was the end. That was way back in the day of blue screen, before computers.
Yes.
So I'd be carrying my own head around. It was like being Marcel Marceau. Oh, it was fabulous.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
So now, you've been doing NCIS for 4 seasons. What's it like? Is it a lot of pressure?
No, it's not pressure because it's work and they're paying me and that takes all the pressure off. What is fabulous is I'm working with a wonderful company of people. We come in and we hug each other in the morning and there are no egos and we all play very specific people. I not only get to do the scenes with the bodies and all the chopping and cutting and all this wonderful stuff, but I've now started to do it for real. I've befriended the local coroner.
Oh my goodness.
So
you're
I go
kidding.
Down and I've done full autopsy, which everybody says, how could you? But
yeah,
there is a great
you?
Deal of difference actually between you live and you dead. There is a big difference. And once you get over that barrier, it becomes a scientific pursuit. And the reason I do it is it's impossible to learn the dialogue if you don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you come away traumatized once you've looked at a real body?
What actually happens is you go when you... I didn't eat breakfast the first morning and I watched 5 autopsies through the glass. Very, very quickly you completely get over any of that shocking, disgusting, all that sort of silly words.
Do you remember
and
Quincy?
It becomes a science. Yes, if NCIS is cancelled, I'm going to do a remake.
We're talking about that earlier.
But they all faint, don't they?
Yeah, they faint.
Well, police officers, when they're in training, have to come and watch autopsies, and they're all falling on the floor and going down.
Oh. Yeah.
But is it really hard work? I mean, do you start at 6 in the morning and finish
On a regular day, I will get up at 5 o'clock and leave around 5:30. And I drive an hour. It's a 36-mile commute. And so I like to get up there before the freeways get all, the motorways get all jammed up. Then I can work anything from 3, sometimes short days, one scene, or I can work and be still there at 2 and 3 in the morning.
Do you live in Los Angeles?
No, I live in New York.
Oh,
and
okay.
I have a little rental one-room bedroom in, actually in Santa Monica, California, because it's near the sea. The air is better.
Yeah.
That's where I commute from, and when I can, when the script allows me to go back to New York, I go back for weekends and such like, and Catherine, my wife, comes out when she can.
It's a lovely life, isn't it, that you've gotten yourself into?
Well, mercifully, we have cell phones, so we now have marriage by cell phone.
Great. Hugh Laurie, who's gone over to do House, and a few other people that we know, they all say that it is quite a pressure cooker. You know, learning lines, and of course American dialogue, there's more of it, isn't there, and you'll talk over each other. It's kind of slicker, for want of a better phrase, isn't it, really?
I can't generalize, because all I do is my nice autopsy room, and occasionally I go up to the main deck, and we have the interrogation suite and all that. No, it's fabulous.
You almost fell in love the other week as well.
That's happened 3 times. I've had a woman, and she's turned
she's
out
the one that did it.
A deadly killer.
And how old would be your love interest in the show? I mean, would they be in their 40s, 50s?
Oh, I'll take anything. Two legs that moves.
What do you remember about the old days? Because we see that your old friend there from The Man from U.N.C.L.E., he's doing a show here in Britain now.
Hustle.
And you think to yourself, okay, that was a groundbreaking show. I would imagine both of you are fed up with talking about it, but it's still kind of in our consciousness for some reason.
It's amazing The Man from U.N.C.L.E. still lives in people's minds.
Why is that, do you think?
It was a very unique show in its time. It was very much involved with a dreadful time in America from the point of view of the emotion thousands of the people who watched, and I think it was a form of escapism, because NCIS is Naval Criminal Investigative Service, deals with the Navy, deals with the Marines, and there's funny comparisons between the two.
I saw what you did then. You started talking about Man from U.N.C.L.E., then you brought
deflected it,
it back to your own show. That was really good.
That was not actually conscious, but I will continue to do that throughout this entire interview, because I can see I'm going to be analysed as I'm going.
You are, yeah. Do you, Mr. Waverley?
No, I can't do it, Mr. Waverley. I can't do it. Open channel, being. So, would you ever, ever do a kind of reunion, Man from U.N.C.L.E.?
We did it in the 80s. We did it in Las Vegas.
Did it work?
And we drove into Vegas, and it was welcome, the Men from U.N.C.L.E. up on Caesar's Palace. And Bob and I looked at each other and said, oh, my God. But thank God we did it then.
Yeah.
And we never have to do it again. U.N.C.L.E. is so dated when you see it.
But in a sense, it was off the back of James Bond, really, wasn't it? It was
at the same time.
That vibe. You can see David in the season 3 finale of NCIS this Friday at 9 p.m. on 5. It's great to see you, and it's great to see you at the age of 45, still going strong.
Yeah, this side of the grass. This
side of the grass. Yeah, David McCallum, everybody. Thank you, David. Brilliant.